Hey everyone, we're back. You're back on live with Listen to L Boogie. And this is season 2, episode 4. It is Saturday, April the 4th, 2020. And as soon as we come back from this message, we're going to jump right into our topic. And it's about legacy. What does legacy mean to the Black family? See you in a few. Peace. All right, guys, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. I'm going to jump right into our topic and give you guys a little history on Black wealth. African Americans in 1921 had a millionaire business corridor that housed a bank, law firms, barbershops, car dealerships, doctor's offices, schools, beauty shops, meat shops, a movie theater, and more. If you were Black, you didn't have to leave your community for anything. Today, that concept is totally reversed. Black Wall Street was growing at such a rapid pace that the world wanted to do business with them. As a Black community, we still, no doubt, have that potential. But today, we worry about the name tag in our clothes instead of the name of the company stock we could be investing in. They say that success leaves clues. Black Wall Street has left such a blueprint on how to build generational wealth that it's no way we should ignore it. All right, when we return, I'm gonna go over a blueprint about how to create Black wealth again. See you soon, peace. Hi guys, you're back on with L Boogie, and we're getting ready to cover some information about how to build wealth, a legacy. Okay, I'm quoting from a Dr. Jolly. She was involved in a project to rebuild New Orleans after Katrina. Dr. Jolly defines wealth as a journey built upon a series of decisions that extend across generations. Legacy wealth is built upon 5 types of capital: social, cultural, intellectual, spiritual, and financial. Dr. Jolly notes that the first step towards growing legacy wealth is based upon family financial decisions. Every day, families make decisions to either grow, expand, or lose money. The first key to wealth creation is consistency in income. Wealth creation is a culture and set of consistent practices. These practices revolve around the implementation of a plan. Wealth creation is a group of processes which should leverage other family member and community members in order to build insight and support. One of the first obstacles in wealth creation in the American community, African American community, is a lack of organization. Organization is key to education, partnership building, and community consensus. Dr. Jolly wrote, "The strategic assessment to rebuild New Orleans post-Katrina." In this experience, she discovered that a lack of money was not the fundamental problem in economically rebuilding neighborhoods, but a lack of community organization. It was being in order, working together, and being consistent. Our guest, she describes the importance of foregoing partnerships to create synergy, fill in information gaps, and collect resources. Currently, the African American community represents $2 trillion in buying power, but only earns $984 billion. This phenomenon highlights a common practice in which many folks leverage tomorrow to live today. Okay, that's an issue. We leverage tomorrow to live today instead of leveraging today to live tomorrow. It's totally backwards. That's something that we have to work on. And by not doing this, it causes financial issues down the road. When you have children and grandchildren that want to go off to college, but they can't because we wanted a brand new car, or maybe we invest in things that depreciate and not things that appreciate, like land and real estate. Once I return, we have a few final words, and we'll go from there. Maybe another topic, maybe I'll end the segment. See you guys in a few minutes. Peace. Okay, we're back. You're back on with Listen to L Boogie. I'm going to give a few final thoughts. And the information that I gave in the previous segment, it stated that the African American community represents $2 trillion in spending power. Okay, that makes us the 10th largest economy in the world. It makes us the richest black people on planet Earth. So why do we not get respect that we should be getting? Why can't we control our economics? Why can't we control our politics? And we're not controlling anything. It's because we won't properly leverage the $2 trillion that we spend annually. And that's because we have a selfish Eurocentric mindset, meaning that it's not about all families, it's just about my family. It's like, since, you know, we're able to have more material things, we're brand new, you know, we don't need each other no more. You know, when we weren't raised that way. And I know that those of you that grew up in the mid 70s to late 80s know better. You know you weren't raised like that. You know you was raised with a sense of community, but now you got a little something. You can buy new cars and houses and stuff. You brand new. And I'm just keeping it real because I'm not really putting this podcast together so people can like me. I could care less. I'm just going to say, I'm going to speak truth to power. And just like anything, where you don't want to hear something, you can just tune out. But this is just my opinion. We didn't operate this way before until we call ourselves getting a little something, you know, coming up. So there's some things we need to change. We need to spend our money a certain way. We need to use our money to leverage our politics. But if we can leverage politicians and politics, we can actually get some things done on Capitol Hill. But if we think we're going to do it just by voting to replace one knucklehead with another, then nothing will ever get done. Nothing will ever change. It says that madness is doing the same thing you always have done, expecting a different result. And I'm going to leave you with those words. So again, people, I'll see you all the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. L Boogie out. Peace.